that although the rear of my building was torn out, and the only door remained locked, the elephant had not been removed through the rent, but by some other undiscovered outlet. All agreed that the robbers had made that rent only to mislead the detectives. That never would have occurred to me, or to any other layman, perhaps, but it has not deceived the detectives for a moment. Thus, what I had supposed was the only thing that had no mystery about it was, in fact, the very thing I had gone furthest astray in. The 11 theories all named the supposed robbers, but no two named the same robbers. The total number of suspected persons was 37. The various newspaper accounts all closed with the most important opinion of all, that of Chief Inspector Blunt. A portion of this statement reads as follows. The chief knows who the principals are, namely Brick Duffy and Red McFadden. 10 days before the robbery was achieved, he was already aware that it was to be attempted, and had quietly proceeded to shadow these two noted villains. But unfortunately, on the night in question, their track was lost, and before it could be found again, the bird was flown, that is, the elephant. Duffy and McFadden are the boldest scoundrels in the profession. The chief had reasons for believing that they are the men who stole the stove out of the detective headquarters on a bitter night last winter, in consequence of which the chief and every detective present were in the hands of the physicians before morning, some with frozen feet, others with frozen fingers, ears, and other members. When I read the first half of that, I was more astonished than ever at the wonderful sagacity of this strange man. He not only saw everything in the present with a clear eye, but even the future could not be hidden from him. I was soon at his office, and said I could not help wishing he had had those men arrested, and so prevented the trouble and loss. But his reply was simple and unanswerable.
It is not our province to prevent crime, but to punish it. We cannot prevent it until it is committed.
I remarked that the secrecy with which we had begun had been marred by the newspapers. Not only all our facts, but all our plans and purposes had been revealed. Even all the suspected persons had been named. These would doubtless disguise themselves now or go into hiding.
And let them. They will find that when I am ready for them, my hand will descend upon them in their secret places as unerringly as the hand of fate. As to the newspapers, we must keep them in with them. Fame, reputation, constant public mention, these are the detective's bread and butter.